Hey guys, good evening. This is Throwaway Lust, and I'm about to record two scripts today. One of which is written by me, but it's a collaboration. And the second of which is an actual script which I requested from the author themselves. I'm pretty excited to do that. These are both emotional scripts, at least from my end. For the collaboration, it's sort of emotional, but it'll also involve some accent work, and I've been practicing on it for a couple of days now. And I don't think I have it down. I don't think I have it perfectly, but which is why when you listen to it, if you ever listen to it, you'll notice that I added an excuse if ever my accent work isn't really that good. So yeah, I'm excited. The next one is a little more intense. A lot of L-bombs, which I'm not really used to. But like, the more I get into GFAs, the more I'm getting used to it, which brings me to my next thing that I kind of want to talk about. Like, I want to know if my GFE is doing good. I know there was, like, when I look at the responses to the Google form that I had, I've been pushing for a lot of my posts. You guys seem to really want a lot of GFE from me, and I've been doing my best to deliver, but I'd like to know if I'm doing fine in that regard. Because, to be quite honest, I'm not used to the GFE character, I guess. Mostly because, I have relationship experience. It's just that I struggle to come up with interesting GFEs, because in real life I just don't think I'm that much of an interesting girlfriend. I mean, I've thought of a couple of things. Like, I'm pretty proud of the shower sex one. I'm also kind of proud of the roaming down bot lane, or roaming down bot one, which is video game related. And I think I'll make more video game related GFEs. In addition to that, I almost forgot, I will also record a hysterical reading audio, which was highly requested by a couple of friends of mine, and I don't know why I agreed to do it, but I said I'd do it, so I'm gonna make it happen, even though it sounds ridiculous. But I think I'll record it the minute I wake up, so, because most of my bad decisions come in the morning, you know. I don't know why, but that's a thing. Right, also, I want to venture into ASMR now. I know that ASMR has a lot of technical things to go with it, but I don't know, do you think I have a voice that could go for ASMR? I know a lot of people like it when you speak softly, and I don't know. ASMR rarely works on me, but I guess what triggers me the most is if you speak softly enough that I actually try my best to listen when I can. I'm talking nonsense again. I'm trying to find the script that I say of Jesus Christ. Speaking of scripts, I did post my first ever script offer, which involves rape. Of course it's rape, Jesus Christ. If you don't know, I kind of tend to listen to rough MDOM. Most of the time it's rape. And it's kind of interesting for me to jump the gap from liking MDOM to, you know, enjoying rape. Of course, this is all fantasy. I have to repeat this over and over again. This is all fantasy. The reason behind said fantasy of rape is that, first of all, I am. At work and almost everything in real life, I'm used to being in control. Except in relationships. I don't like being in control when it comes to relationships. Or not being in control totally. I like it to be an even balance. But when it comes to work and career stuff, I like being in control. And I like being at the top of my game. So it takes a lot for me to let go of said control. And that is why I enjoy rape audios, because it takes away that aspect from me forcefully. And yeah, that's about mainly the reason why. I'm sure there are a lot of people who go through the same thing or have the same reasons for doing so. So, that's the thing. Anyways, Jesus Christ, why am I having a hard time finding that script? Oh, there, I found her. There she is. Okay. I'm not even sure how this is gonna play via upvotes, because, I actually just saw it for the tag. I saw the tag and I was like, hell yeah, this sounds good. So, anyways, so far I'm kind of proud of my script, because I have 4 fills so far, and there was one who sent me an audio of him filling that script. I'm not sure if he's going to post it soon, or if he's ever going to post it. I hope he does, because it's a really good portrayal, and most of them have been really, really impressive so far. Moondance did an awesome job, Tinkles did an awesome job, Silver, and also Ravisher Girl, those 4 did a pretty good job. I mean, I guess this is how scriptwriters feel, you know, when there's a voice that speaks their words. It's a bit of a rush. Kind of strokes my ego, too. and it's also way more enjoyable to see other people or other, to see listeners enjoy it. Like, oh shit, we did a good job here. I'm doing a couple more script offers, but some of them will be privately given to a couple of people, and most of them female. Why I'm doing this is because, I don't know, I just feel like I kind of want to give scripts to people. Like, because I do my own work most of the time, I fill my own shit most of the time, whether it's improv or, you know, my own script. It's mostly my work, and I'd like to hear how it would sound like for my ideas to, you know, for other people to pick up my ideas and to pick up my words. I want to hear how that sounds like, which is the reason why I'm doing script offers now, which I'm not sure if it's going to be consistent, like my audio schedule, but it'll be there, and I will definitely consider it, seeing as the first script offer did a pretty good job. I'm hoping that a couple more people pick it up and fill it. I wanna hear a variety, but I understand that it's not really an easy script to do, because first of all, there's the implication of sound effects, which you don't really, if you're looking at my script, you don't need sound effects. I think more of the pacing, you just know when to stop, really, is the key there. And then, that's about it. I mean, another thing would probably be, which would make my script pretty hard, is that it's rape. It's not the easiest thing to do. It's not the easiest tag to work on. And it is kind of complicated. It's pretty straightforward in that you get started with the action already. The build-up is mostly fear play, and I should have added that tag. It's mostly fear play and being intimidated and all that. And the backstory comes right at the end of it. So, I'm kind of proud of that one, of the backstory being at the end and not at the beginning, because most scripts start at the beginning, and there's nothing wrong with that, really. I'm just kind of proud that I was able to add the backstory. And make it feel like it's not just, you know, oh, we're getting started already. started already. Someone actually sent me a PM and said that they like my, they like the fact that even the listener has a bit of character to it. Which is great because that's kind of what I was going for, to make that script kind of special, is to think of what a listener, generic as it may be, but, you know, to give that listener special qualities. It's something that might make sense. And for me, if it's rape, it makes sense that that listener tries to fight. But being in a position where she's all tied up and gagged, she can't fight, except the only way that she can fight is through her eyes. And so taking away that, I guess for me, that would be the final thing, right? She's already tied up. She's already gagged. So her voice is basically just nothing because she can't speak. She's being teased to the point where her body actually likes what's happening. So the only way that she could fight is really through her eyes, and taking that away as well would destroy her. And so that's kind of what I made. That's kind of what I latched onto in the making of the script. So yeah, I guess it's time for me to record this audio. A quick shout out, a quick thank you to those who joined the 300 subscriber celebration. If you haven't yet, do feel free to do so. I mean, I know there are 300 of you, but, you know, I rarely see comments on my subreddit, and that's a thing that I'd like to improve more. So yeah, feel free to let me know what's up. And even if you don't want to join, you know, just feel free to comment, right? I mean, I won't be, like, I wouldn't know what to do if you don't tell me that what I'm doing is good for you or something. So yeah, thank you all very much for joining this ramble, really. Thank you all for listening to this ramble. I will talk to you guys later, and before I forget, I will have my AMA this week. Not AMA as in habit, like, you guys ask questions. I already got questions. I mean, I'll be answering my AMA this week, I promise. It's happening. Which means that some of my usually scheduled audios will be delayed because of that AMA. I really want to get it out of the way now, because it's making me feel kind of guilty. Alright, yeah, that's it. I have to go now. I have to record. And I will talk to you guys again soon. It's gonna be a fun night. See you.